Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Bug heads, candy wrappers, screaming babies, sticky seeds with 50 ads of popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he wants to pull up.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. That was all right. Some cities are tighter than others. You guys have had a rough day, I'm sure. Bumbershoot, where you wait in a line so that later you can wait in a line. That's where we are, folks. We're at the Bumbershoot Arts and Music Festival. This is the arts part in... There's not going to be any music on this show, I don't think. In Seattle, Washington! Yeah! This shirt that I'm wearing, a gentleman gave it to me yesterday, and that's him clapping right now. And it's basically, it's like, looks like math, but it's not. It's just, you got to have under an ounce, and you got to be over 21. Yeah. Half of that is not really my concern. I don't really have to worry about, am I over 21? But the ounce part, I've got a lot of pockets. It's Monday, September 2nd, 2 Oceans 13. Let me see your name tags, Bumbershoot. Oh, crap. There's a lot of good ones, a lot of ones with lights on them. One's making the psycho music. It's Maiko. Maiko made a psycho poster that is actually shrieking at us as we speak. I can't even see some of the other ones because, my glaucoma kicks in this time of the afternoon every day. Because I took too much medicine. Oh, there's some in the balcony too. Well, you're not gonna get picked. Is it a paper? Can you fold it up into a paper plane and sail it down here if you get chosen? Or are you just gonna hurl it? All right, be cool. All right, thank you to everyone who brought name tags, and you guys can whip those out again when the time comes. And I do believe it's official. Someone brought a baby. You guys, I've done shows in Bend, Oregon, and they don't bring a fucking baby. Sorry, Ben, that was just a random. I should have said anywhere in Florida. Here's another edit we'll do in the show. I've done shows in Jacksonville, Florida, and no one brought a baby.
Yay!
Oh, does the baby, what happens? Does walking make it stop, or? You're just trying to get everybody's attention. We didn't know exactly where it was coming from until it just started pacing around the room. It's the interesting thing about the crying babies at Bumbershoot is they really stick it out. They the parents really want to see the show. So for the good of everybody, they don't just step outside. Come on, we got great guests. When five people are talking, you'll never know there's a baby here. Come on, concentrate, Doug. Next weekend, I'll be on the other side of the country at Arts Quest in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. It's not a laser tag place. It's a theater, a beautiful theater, Saturday night. And then I'll be at Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia on Sunday at 4:20. Now it's time for Tweet Relief. Tweets about movies at Dane Detore, D-E-T-T-O-R-R-E. Good Twitter handle, Dane. Tweeted, Animal Planet should make a kid-friendly version of Sharknado called Kitty Twister. This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about television movies. In the prize bag today, or included with the prize bag, because I didn't want to roll it up or destroy it in any way, is a gentleman here who has a booth over in the flat stock in the armory here at Bumbershoot. And the flat stock is where they have lots of cool posters for mostly music, but comedians have started creeping in there, and there's lots of good comedian ones. And a dude named Barry Blankenship, who goes by... Yeah. His Twitter name is at Barry the Art Guy. See Dane Detore, how easy it is? Barry the Art Guy. Dane D, lots of other letters. Would be easier to... Okay, and... Anyway, so I was going to say go buy one of these from him, but they sold out. We had a little signing this afternoon, and they're all gone. So I don't even know why I'm showing it to you. Except that I'm very excited that I was like, this dude, Barry, contacted me, and he's like, how do you want me to, you know, what style would you like? You know, do you have any ideas? I said, oh, just make it like the poster for the movie, The Parallax View. And he's like, what's The Parallax View? And I'm like, a movie that where the finale is dudes running around on top of the Space Needle trying to kill each other. And it's amazing. And so, yeah, spoiler alert. And I said trying. I didn't say... So, yeah, so he ran with it. He saw the movie and he liked it, and he ran with it. And it's like the poster of the movie, kind of, but instead of the Space Needle, it's my head. My head looming over Seattle Center, which I'm... The more I look at it, the more I think it's probably how you guys should go. Probably, maybe you just put something over the Space Needle that's my head, like a mask. Maybe do it on like a couple days out of the year. Really bringing it down every puzzle. Just don't do it at all. How about that? That would be neat. So, yeah, so that's going to be in the prize bag. And... also in the prize bag is a lot of other stuff, but I'm anxious to get the guests out here because, you know, as always happens here at Bumbershoot, there's lots of funny people here. So we got four great, great guests that are all here at Bumbershoot this weekend. Please give a big warm welcome to Sean Jordan, Scott Aukerman, Horatio Sands, and Patton Oswalt.
You guys get situated, I'll start.
That's Sean Jordan, ladies and gentlemen. Uh, Portland, Oregon, comedy and skateboarding phenom, Sean Jordan.
Goddamn right.
Sean, what is this bag of stuff that you brought me to give away tonight?
Jack in the Box. Looks like a big bag of Jack in the Box. No, it's Sour Patch Kids popcorn and a movie that I found at a convenience store around Seattle.
A movie called, Observe and Report. I like that movie.
It was that or Halloween 2, I think was the other one.
I'm in that. Should I sign that DVD or?
Are you the guy they're looking for through the whole movie that shows his dick to all the ladies? Is that you?
No, that's the guy from
yeah, it is.
The other movie. No, I'm the mean Toaster Bun manager. Holy shit, no one's seen it. Oh, this is so depressing.
No, we've seen it.
Oh.
That last voice you heard was Hot Saucerman, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi.
From...
Hello!
Yeah, otherwise gets this, and if they want it, and Comedy Bang Bang is your
yes, sir.
Is your deal? That's like my parents talking to me, like, hey, what's your friend's deal? What's his deal over there?
My mom has started saying deal all the time.
Oh,
the deal with the, you know that deal? What is that about?
What are you saying? What are you saying, mother? And then right to the...
Now, we're playing cards most of the time.
Still a weird question to ask repeatedly. Yeah,
what's your deal?
What's the deal?
Well,
what's the deal?
Five card stud, mother.
Horatio Sanz is here for the first time, you guys.
Thank you.
And he's going to sign the poster that...
No, I'm not going to sign a poster, but...
Oh, no, you did bring something. I'm sorry.
I brought a picture that I got at the photo booth of myself. Here it is. One's cool, one's really cool, and then, like, one's serious, and the last one's real goofy.
It's like a boy band, four different dudes. It's amazing.
And I have a box of donuts from Top Pot. But Reggie
Top
did
Pot
a,
got
Reggie
a lot more
a
than
photo
Observe
shoot.
And Report.
Reggie and I did a photo shoot with them, so we ate about half of them.
They ate about half of them.
But which of the ones that are left has the ricin in it? Someone's gonna find out.
So I have...
No deal.
It's like Host is on the loose.
There's 2.5 donuts, and the one... There's a big one that I think Reggie Watts ate half of.
So that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
Maybe go home and play some sort of DNA game with it or something.
Yep.
By the way, Doug, I brought...
They're fine. They're in a box. It's fine.
There's a nice way to do that.
We didn't talk about my prize. I brought Matt Besser's CD, The 6 Most Important Sets in the History of Stand-Up, which is available now.
I like to listen to that CD and then just look at each of Horatio's pictures.
Yeah.
Just up close, one at a time.
For every mood of the album. Cool, really cool,
yeah.
Serious or goofy.
Well, because most jokes make you kind of go like, and then, So it's good. And Matt Besser couldn't be here today because he's at Bumbershoot doing something else. Begged him to be here. It's like, no, I gotta prepare for an improv show.
A lot of people don't know. Those improv shows he does, all scripted.
Yeah.
And Patton Oswalt is here, you guys. He brought some drink tickets in the artist lounge.
I brought a Bumbershoot poster, and then I'm also, oh my God, I'm sorry.
Oh, Patton.
What? Oh,
Patton,
man.
How could you?
I'm sorry,
you just stepped right on the donuts.
My God.
You just smashed those 2.5
donuts.
I'm
sorry. Oh, jeez. I don't, oh, man.
I'm you shouldn't
really,
have put him there. We told
God,
you.
I know, it was right in the path to
why
take
would,
my
but
prize
why would somebody
over.
Just step on them? It's I, like, there's a big
no,
red box.
Ducks. Oh, God.
They're fine. They're fine.
It's, okay, yeah, they're
still
in the
box.
Good. All right.
You ever been a bachelor before? That... I still am.
Do you mean the bachelor?
I'll eat them. I'll eat those donuts.
Are you the bachelor?
Yeah, those, the guy who eats boxed donuts off the floor is a catch.
Doug, will you ever find love?
Oh, you missed them. You missed them.
Oh.
You completely missed them.
Wow.
It was like a magician with the swords.
Yeah.
That was a good trick. I got to put him somewhere safe. It's ridiculous. We're not even through the prize bag yet. Pat, you're in this Walter Mitty movie.
Yes.
How? What do you do in that, or can you not say because the movie's full of surprises and imaginations?
As far as you know, right now I'm a voice on a phone, and that's all I can say. I mean, it is. I'm. Oh God, I'm making this sound way crazy. I'm Boba Fett. All right.
But you will sign this poster, this bumper shoot poster?
Yes, I will sign it.
That'd be very, very nice of you to do that. And I wanted to ask something about Horatio from you. Oh, speaking of donuts, you play Duncan the Donut in Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, I play it. I do the voice of a donut.
Yeah. So is that
Adam Carolla
is that why you bring donuts everywhere now, or?
Yeah,
were you doing, like, De Niro scene work with them, or...?
How much weight did you gain to play that role? Just eating exclusively donuts for a year?
I got into it. Yeah, I got into it pretty hard. And a lot of people stop me in the street, and they're like, "Ah, oh, dude, the donut from Wreck-It Ralph," so... It happens enough that I carry my own donuts now. Because if not, they want to go to the donut place with me and take pictures.
Adam Carolla is the voice of the other cop donut, Winchell.
Yes. He's more of a Long John, really, but, you know, whatever.
Those are called Long Johns?
In Chicago, in the streets, yeah.
He's like a maple bar.
Long John. If it's black, it's Long John. If it's beige, it's a maple bar.
Don't you watch The Wire?
I've also got a t-shirt that says something on it that I'm putting in there. iTunes gift card for $10. Oh, and Scott, could you please pass these down to just one really is needed. It's for Horatio. It's all the rules of the Leonard Maltin game. Because he's a first-time guest. And it's real easy to absorb when you just read it off a card at the last minute. So I'm sure you're going to be fine. You're gonna kill it, buddy.
He just fake read it for like 30 seconds and it went right into her pocket.
What happened?
I'm just down here saying hilarious shit.
It's that time of the show already. I would ask you guys if you've been to the movies lately, but you've been here at Bumbershoot for the last couple days. Scott, what's your Bumbershoot highlight? We got to talk about Bumbershoot for a second.
I said it at the last show, but I'm just kind of hanging out at the Budweiser Pledge Sobriety tent all day. Just picking up free t-shirts, just promising to be a designated driver, just, you know, doing my part.
But you've also been drinking a little bit?
Oh, yeah, I'm fucking hammered. I'm just driving my scooter through crowds, mowing down people. It's been fun. Kind of an asshole.
All right, buddy. Patton, have you gotten to see any bands that you're excited to see?
Well, I have my daughter with me. So I spent yesterday at Younger Shoot, took a lot of bath salts, and it was fun. The drum, they have this whole
chalk wall, and I drew God's vagina.
It's called Younger Shoot. Like, is it cool? Like, do you have to have a kid with you?
There were a bunch of dudes there that I don't think had kids, so they were really digging it.
They flew in from all over too.
My God, yeah. A lot of them apparently they flew in from Thailand just for the weekend. They had like temporary homes there, and they flew in just to come to Younger Shoe, you know, because you know you're always young at heart.
They're just comparing products at that point.
Sean Jordan out of PDX. We're already having to add and subtract points. Games haven't even started yet. Horatio, you are excited to see... Oh, you saw him last night, Death Cab for Cutie?
Yeah, they did. They really did a great, tight show, guys. Check them out.
It starts and ends exactly as they advertised it. It's a super tight show.
They've been rehearsing, is all I'm going to say. It's not like, you know, sometimes you go see a show and it just looks like these guys called each other last night and let's fuck around.
But well, I wonder what that looks like. Can't even imagine what a show like that would look like.
So fucking rude.
I contacted him a week ago, and it was via Twitter. So you're wrong on both counts.
Oh, but I did want to say, I think it's really cool that the city of Seattle is dressing up their homeless people like zombies and putting them out into the festival. Really cool way to take care of a couple problems. We want zombies here. We know it. How are we going to do it? And employ the homeless is always
cool. That was the number one problem, is just the need for zombies. Homeless solution two, zombies one.
I shouldn't have shotgunned the zombies that I saw. I thought I was helping people. Because one bit me, and I... And then the riff just dies there. I didn't have another joke. I'm sorry.
No one bit you, and a few hours later, you were asking people for change.
Yeah.
What about you, Sean?
I went and saw Kendrick Lamar the day that I got here, and it was fucking... It was good.
Yeah, people seem to like that show. I didn't see that one. Sounds like a basketball player to me.
He wanted to be a basketball player. This is great.
Scott looked like he was going to say something.
Racist.
Yeah. Absolutely. Entirely racist. But this is a part of the show where I say, let the games begin.
And the notes come out.
And what we need the ladies and gentlemen on the panel to do is pick their name tags from this dazzling array of...
You, ma'am. Yeah. That's the one, yeah. Whatever that picture is.
Scott wants the one in the balcony.
Can you come down?
I'll take that one.
So we're
going
to have to work that out.
I want that one right there.
Come down.
And while he does that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
And we're back. Well, who are you guys playing for?
I'm playing for AJ.
That part will be just between us. Oh, Horatio's destroying the name tag that he chose. Seems like an odd move.
Arts and crafts stuff going on.
He's trouble at home, Horatio. You okay?
Really changing it up.
Treating that thing like a box of fucking donuts, dude. Get rid of it.
But look how unencumbered I am now.
Is that what you were doing?
Okay. Oh, wow. That's really...
Nice.
People forget when they get name tags that they should cut out some leg room.
Am I playing for Eli or Denzel or who am I playing? Eli? Eli.
Yeah, the guy's name is not Denzel.
Could be Shotgun McGee. I don't know. I got to make sure. There's a lot of possible names on here.
There's a
McLeod.
Lot. Seuss.
Scott's playing for Pasha.
Pasha.
I'll never get that right. And Stantana, my friend Stantana from the other day, is who Horatio's playing for. And Stantana's like a middle-aged cover band of Santana. And the lead guy's name is Stan. And Sean, who are you playing for?
AJ. Your boy AJ. Playing for AJ. Yeah.
AJ, did we meet the other day?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is that guy then?
Oh, right. We were at the ventriloquist stage. A lot of crazy stages here with a lot of weird shows. Hopefully we have time for this and for the Leonard Maltin game. We got to run a tight one-hour show here at the Bagley Wright Theater because something else is happening right after our show.
Yeah, my show.
Yeah. So there you go. You're welcome. Respect and disrespect at the same time. Let's play a new game, or a fairly new game that's being called several things, but one of those names is the Seth Rogen game. Also toying with calling it IMDb. And I'm going to play this game along with you guys. Yeah. I'm going to cheat a little bit because I'm going to have a pen and keep track, but I want to play. So what we're going to do is we're going to get the name of an actor or a director from a person in the crowd, and then we are going to take turns naming movies that that person was involved with, depending on whether it was an actor or a director. I guess some could be both. And, you know, like Ben Affleck.
Who?
That's what I said. They're like, Ben Affleck's Batman. I'm like, who is that even? I don't know him or that character you're referring to. And then I smoked another bowl. We're going to take turns naming movies until we're down to the last man, Stanton.
Is Last Man Stanting a Bruce Willis's Bruno cover band and the lead singer's name Stan?
No, it's what I suggested. Harry Dean Stanton should be the name of his band after the show, and he spit in my face. said something about not giving a fuck. All right. So we'll let Scott go first, and I'll go fifth. And where's the guy with the mic in the audience with the big sign for Maiko instead of Psycho? Name any director or an actor, actress, but well, somebody with a lot of... Okay, the Coen brothers. It's not that many names, but it'll be interesting to see who can last.
So I just name a film that they've...
Coen brothers.
They're involved in something.
Yes, go. They directed and wrote and produced would be good.
Blood Simple.
Oh.
We're just going to go.
And then I name another Coen Brothers film or somebody that was in Blood Simple. Just keep going?
Yeah.
No Country for Old Men.
Big Lebowski, man.
I love that people are applauding choices. Like he really threw his weight behind that one. He went with his favorite first. Sean?
Hudsucker Proxy.
Okay.
The Hudsucker Proxy.
It's a good one to get rid of.
I didn't get as much applause as the Big Lebowski.
Let's get it over with. I'll go with Fargo, soon to be a TV show that has nothing to do with the movie. It's called Fargo.
True Grit.
This is going to get hairy. Patton?
Miller's Crossing.
Yeah. Might be my personal favorite.
Patton just went off mic.
That's your problem.
Live with yourself. Horatio?
Oh, brother. Where art thou?
Boom!
Sean.
Intolerable Cruelty.
Oh, I was just going to say that.
Well, now you can.
No. You fucking snagged it, dude. Raising Arizona. See, I get to look at all of them, so it's super cheating. I mean, I didn't write them all down ahead of time. I'm saying I'm writing down all the ones we've said already.
Barton Fink. Oh,
yeah. Yes, Barton Fink.
The Lady Killers.
Yeah, I was trying to think of that one, but all I could see was Marlon Wayans.
A Serious Man?
Yes. Are you Serious Man? Sean.
Story of Llewellyn Davis? Does that count yet?
I don't. Is that what it's called?
I don't
even
know if that's what it's called. Is that what it's called? I heard a yes. I'm going with that.
It's called Inside Llewellyn Davis.
That's exactly what I said. Calm down. Inside Llewellyn Davis.
Is that what he said?
That's what I said. You probably heard something different because you're high on drugs, but I said Inside Llewellyn Davis. We all agree that that's what I said. You paid for your whole seat, but you only need the edge. It's that kind of fucking show.
All right, Inside Llewellyn Davis. coming soon to that theater that's too far out of town for you to go to. And I'm going to go with The Man Who Wasn't There.
Oh.
Scott Aukerman.
I think we're out of movies.
I think we might be.
I think we got them all.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, right?
Is anyone we missed?
Well, now they're yelling them out when you just ask them like that.
I want the game.
Hey, audience. He just meant, are there any? And you guys yelled out one of them. Did you hear it?
I did. So I'll say it. Okay. Burn after reading.
Okay. Okay, so Scott's still in.
See, you can cheat.
Yeah. Okay, now we'll go to Patton. But the question is, are there any left?
Yeah, Crime Wave.
Oh. Horatio.
Big Lebowski 2 in pre-production. They're in pre-production. They're reading scripts. That means they're in pre-production. Wow, okay.
Doug's just staring at the list.
Fuck. Sean.
What? No, I don't know anymore.
I wonder if, I'll take now my turn now. I wonder if, does XYZ Murders count?
No.
Then Patton is our winner, I think.
How the fuck?
There's no other movies. Right? We didn't miss any. Man, we're good at that.
We beat the game.
Yeah. Kill screen, dude. That's, yeah. We got it.
So that means it's time to play the Leonard Maltin game.
Man.
And we'll start with Patton because of his triumphant victory in the Seth Rogen game. and he gets to pick a category, and then we'll go to Scott, and then Sean, and then Horatio, so Horatio can pick up how this works before it gets to him in his turn. Patton, would you like a classic category, Golden Showers Playbook? I'm sorry, Pee Book. That's funnier that way. Golden Showers Pee Book, and it's movies that begin with the letter P. Yeah, movies that begin with P. Keanu Reeves is celebrating a birthday today. Yeah, so the, you know what? I was so excited about this category that I didn't even bother to enter a Keanu Reeves movie. So let's just say happy birthday and move on.
He'll appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. Let's slag it on Keanu. He's a nice guy. How about the category of Hook? That's a movie that has prostitution, fishing, or both in it. And then, as suggested by at Toys for Twats, we have, that's their Twitter name, Flock of Seagulls, and that's movies with either Jason Segel, Steven Seagal, or both. And I think the only one that has both is 5-Year Engagement, so don't even... Aw. Which one of those would you like to play, Pat?
Let's do Hook.
Okay. Would you like a movie that has prostitution, fishing, or both from 1980 or 1990?
1990.
All right. 3 stars from Leonard for this movie that has prostitution, fishing, or both. from 1990. He says that it's thoroughly entertaining. So I don't know why it got 3 stars.
No spoilers.
Thoroughly entertaining. All the way through.
It's beginning and entertaining, but I got to knock off a star because that bugs me. And he also says that the movie is a variation on an old formula. And he names 10 names in the cast. So, Patton Oswalt, how many names do you think it'll take you to discern the title of this movie, reading from the bottom of that list up?
Out of 10, 4.
Oh, he only wants 4 names, Scott. I think I know Scott's playing style well enough to know what's going to happen here.
Fucking name that movie. Now, you know he didn't say old Formula One race car driver. He said old Formula.
Okay.
Do you just know every movie that has a hooker in it?
Yes, I do.
Let's face it, there's only 3 movies that have fishing in them. Okay, your 4 names, Patton, are Jane Morris, Larry Miller, Eleanor Donahue, and Alex Hyde White.
Oh, it's Pretty Woman.
That's correct.
Larry Miller.
I mean, he may not know every prostitution movie, but he knows the prostitution movie. He knows the one with the best ending.
Where they all go fishing together?
The one
together?
With the happy ending. Oh, I didn't mean it that
come
way!
Come joke!
Not in front of a needle, you guys. So that means Patton has a point. Patton's on the board with 1 point. First person to 2 points. Wins all these...
I've drawn first blood.
Did you see this, Patton, the poster they made for me with the...
That's awesome.
Yeah, you're probably one of the few people who recognize the source art for that. Fantastic. Or the, what it's based off of.
I went up in the Sky Needle yesterday and thought of that scene.
Yeah. Sky
That's
Needle.
All I thought of, by the way. It's the only thing I thought of up there.
You guys
That's
sounded
the disco
like
inside on Fridays after closing time. What, Sean?
They're all just like Sky Needle. Like it's the worst thing anyone said.
What an idiot.
We're all right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sky pointer.
Yeah. Get a hold of yourself.
Put your glasses on.
Yes, I did. It's getting fucking serious, dude.
All right.
But you know when it really gets serious? When I do this.
Ooh.
Let the record show that Patton just took out his dick. For the listeners. And everyone
Funny.
Went,
how are we going to put that on the record? Should we record this?
For the wireless listeners at home, Mr. Oswald has just removed his member. Member.
All right, so... since Scott challenged, then we'll start with Sean. Yeah, and then we'll it'll come back right at you, Scott.
Yeah. Oh.
So look out for it. Sean, which category would you like to play? Would you like at Trav Kraka soon? I'm not even gonna bother spelling that. Just get a better handle. Fix that shit.
Not working.
Suggested Ferris Bueller's Off Day. And that's Matthew Broderick movies that Leonard gave less than 2 stars. There's not a lot of them, I'll tell you that. Broderick and Maltin, they're cool.
I could name this movie right now.
It's not how it works, Horatio. Okay, sorry. Look at your card.
You're supposed to whisper the answer to me quietly.
Read your card. So that's one category. Or the Perfect Storm, that's, I'm sorry, Perfect Dorm, that's movies that take place at a college. And finally, The Spectacled Now, which is movies where the lead character wears glasses.
Superman 4 Quest for Peace.
That's just about every movie. At some point. Oh, Ferris Bueller's Off Day.
Okay.
Only two people like that?
Hey, you know, a lot of people could have liked it quietly, like polite individuals. Which they are here. The crowds, how great are the crowds here, Scott?
I think they're the best crowds in the world!
One and a half stars, Sean, for this movie that has Matthew Broderick in it. The year is 2006. He says about this movie that it can't even meet the recent lowball standards set by. Then he names some other crappy movies. He says something very mean to the screenwriters at the end. I dare say it's kind of violent what he says about the screenwriters. And that's all you're going to get. How's that for some shitty clues? It's only 95 minutes long, I'll tell you that also. Everything else would give it away. And Leonard lists 12 names. How many names?
Look at me.
Sean Jordan.
Seven names. You're fucking right. That's how a gangster does it.
Six names.
Six names. I think that guy's name is Sean, and that's what he says every time he wakes up. Yeah, Sean.
I thought it was
what is this show going on right now? Sorry, Scott, go.
I'll go six names.
Six names.
Who's it go to now?
Patton. Oh, this is a chance to get even with you for what you did to him last round.
You guys good?
Five names?
Okay, Horatio, you can either make Patton name it, or you could bid lower.
Minus two.
All right, Sean, he wants to play negative two, which means he has to name the top two people in the correct order and the name of the movie. And so it puts you in something of a position, I'm sure.
Yeah, go for it. Name the movie.
All right, Horatio. What
Godzilla?
Do you have? And who are the top two people?
Matthew Broderick and Gerard Depardieu.
I like your ballsy play. I really do, but Sean is on the board because the motion picture is called Deck the Halls, and it stars Danny DeVito and Matthew Broderick as feuding neighbors around the holidays. Yeah.
So hookers, basically.
Yeah, that'll teach you to pick that category. Who picked that category? Oh, you did, and you won the round. Interesting. But that means that we're going to start. Who was not involved in that skirmish? Scott. We'll start with Scott and go to Sean. And Scott gets to pick between these categories. Roe versus Wade, that's a movie where one or more people are lost at sea. Nine Inch Nails, that's movies that have a crucifixion in them.
So I want that to be a hooker
movie. I could turn you, I knew I could do it. Or Rock Bottom, and that's movies starring The Rock that Leonard gave two or less stars.
Every movie he starred in?
That one could be a lot. I don't know. I don't want to give away too much.
I'm kind of fascinated by the crucifix. Like, what other movies could have crucifixions in them? So I'll do the crucifixion one.
Yeah, they've really only tackled the Bible once in film.
But what I'm saying is, if Jesus is not involved, what other... Are there other movies that have crucifixions in
them? All the Ernest movies.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Those movies were surprisingly graphic.
Hard to watch.
3 stars from Leonard for this movie that has a crucifixion in it. And the year is 1979. And he says that the movie is a religious parable.
What the fuck is this?
Sorry, Eli. I'm not even looking. Cool guys don't look at posters that fall behind them. Okay, good.
And again, really the only other thing I can tell you is that it's 93 minutes long. And he lists 6 names. How many names do you think you can get in? Scott Aukerman. Comedy Bang Bang. Comedy Bang Bang.
I'm trying to figure out his psychology.
Comedy Bang Bang.
I'm going to say 0. I'll say 0.
And it goes after goes to Sean next. Sean is up next.
Yeah, I don't know it, so go for it.
What movie is this, Scott?
Monty Python's Life of Brian?
That's correct! Yeah! You answered your own question. What other movie has a crucifixion in it? Yeah, that one, Life of Brian, has a lot of crucifixion in it.
What are the names? Is it Cleese first?
Oh, no, because he's Brian, they gave Graham Chapman the top billing.
Okay. Yeah, I just wonder if they went alphabetical or...
Yeah, no, they gave it to him. All right, you guys, this is exciting. 3 people are on the board. Horatio, first-time player, still strong, attitude.
Mr. Godzilla.
Very confident.
Don't listen to him.
So who challenged who in that last round? It was Sean challenged Scott. So let's start with Horatio. Wait, start with Patton. Start with Patton and go to Horatio.
How is this game played?
It's different every time.
It's complicated.
Time.
No, it's... We're just switching the order around. People love it. Patton, here we go.
All right.
Les Miserables. That's movies with happy, fun, or joy in the title. Or Feminist Movement. That's movies where you see a woman on a toilet. Or We Shot a Zoo, and that's movies that have hunting in them.
I have to pick Feminist Movement, for God's sake. Jesus.
You really do. It'd be rude not to.
It really would be.
So you see a lady on a toilet in this movie from...
Lady on a Toilet. Hitchcock, 1948.
You can't...
No?
You can't guess this early.
Sorry.
Gotta play the game. 2 stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie from 1986. He says that the end result isn't satisfying.
Her shit?
That's the whole movie, is a girl shitting?
And he says that a couple filmmakers have amusing cameos in the film.
What year?
Filmmakers, 1986. So 2 stars. See a lady on a toilet, and 7 names are listed. How many names do you think you can get it in, Patton?
7 names?
Yeah.
Do it in... 4.
All right, Horatio, what are you going to do with that?
What are these films? With... Women with toilet, like using a toilet.
You see a woman on a toilet. Yeah. The clues are terrible.
Because that's happened a few times in movies.
Well, you know, you can do a lot of things on a toilet, so...
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a movie
you
about a hooker.
And you learn listening to Doug Lowe's movies.
I'm going to say go for it.
Oh, he's going to get four names?
Yeah.
All right. We'll have a four-way tie if he misses. And Patton will take down the whole thing if he gets it. Okay. And I think this is very close. Could go either way.
Okay.
How do you feel, Patton?
I am completely at sea right now. I have no idea.
All right.
I picked this as a joke, and now I'm up Schitt's Creek. So let's do it.
Well, you know, you get four names, and, you know, you're good at this. Jack Gilpin, Dana Prue, P-R-E-U, Prue, Tracy Walter, and Margaret Colin.
All those other
really?
Names, knowing that Margaret Colin was coming up. Did you just...
Good
poker
God.
Face.
The only movie that, from that time I know that had a lot of other filmmakers in it is it's called Into the Night.
That had a lot of other filmmakers in it, like tons of roles. And this was when they were just starting to get into it.
Oh, poop.
They only gave out two roles to John Sayles and John Waters. And the movie is directed by Jonathan Demme. It's called Something Wild. And you see Melanie Griffith on the toilet. We have a four-way tie. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. All right, so one last round. Remind me what just happened. I'm so excited about this. Oh, people have been telling me to do this for forever, and now we're going to do it. Since we have a four-way tie, the last round, you don't get to pick a category. We're just going to play the asparagus pee category. And... that's a category where I read the entire review, and then the bidding begins. And it becomes all about negative names and who thinks they can step up. And because usually everybody knows what the movie is, unless Pete Holmes is playing, and the film is Devil Wears Prada. So what just happened in the last round? Patton could not come up with the answer. Who challenged him? Horatio. So Horatio. Okay. So we go to Sean.
You're just making rules up. I can see it. Like I see it.
We start with Sean, then we go to Horatio. And thank you very much. One guy in the balcony thinks the system works.
Who's after Horatio?
Huh?
Is it this way? Who's after Horatio?
Yeah, starting with Sean, then Horatio.
Then we're going back to me, right?
Then you.
After Horatio, we go back to me.
2.5 stars. 2.5 stars, Sean, for this movie from 1986. 110 minutes. Directed by Tony Scott. Young studs vie for glory on the ground and in the air. At Elite Naval Aviation Training School. Contrived beyond belief, with dogfights that play like video games, and total lack of sexual chemistry between the two leads.
That's just not.
But plenty of it between two of the fellas. But slickly calculated to please 80s audiences.
Do your Iceman for everybody out there that didn't see it.
I hate that. That's why I call him Iceman, because he doesn't care about his teeth. Always thinks he has ice in his mouth.
Oh, that's why.
You know who else does that? That last zombie in World War Z also does the, I think that's dead Val Kilmer.
You just said one of the names.
You said a name that I was going to skip. I forgot. I was going to... Anyway, good story. Good story.
Start the Full bidding, Sean. You all have the same information.
Including Val Kilmer.
Negative three. Wow. What else was I going to... Of course I was going to do that.
Horatio, do you think you can name more of the cast of this movie in the proper order? If Sean fails to do it, if you call him on and he fails to do it, then you're going to win the whole thing.
Well, I guess I have to call him on it. Like, I should try it.
No, if you...
You think you can go four names?
If you go four and you don't do it, then Patton wins. No, that's not right.
Oh, wait. Oh, no. I agree.
That's a good thing
bad.
To point out.
And you have to give him an order?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to let him try it.
Okay. To be a very noble win for you if he fails.
Good luck, my friend.
What's the motion picture called?
It's Top Gun.
What?
And the top three billed people in order from 1, 2, 3.
Tom Cruise, Val Kilmer, and Kelly McGillis. Calm down, you don't know yet.
Kelly McGillis is second billed. Horatio's our winner.
In what world is Kelly McGillis billed above Val Kilmer?
They're like, you have your own issues, dude.
That's, I'm upset. This chair is flying across the stage in a second.
Anthony Edwards is the one that got screwed on that deal.
Is that the guy from Poltergeist? I forgot
fucking
his name.
Goose.
I would have lifted Rick Rossovich in front of Kelly McGillis.
Tim Robbins was in that an early screen appearance. And
how about Thomas Garrett?
Don't remember that.
Thomas Garrett from Iliad is...
So later on the indie stage, we're going to have a nerd off. And thank you guys so much for being here and doing this.
Sorry, Pasha.
Great competition. Yes, sorry, Pasha. Pasha of the Christ. Patton, you want to sign this observant report? Yes, Patton will sign that. And who was the winner that you were playing for, Horatio? Was that Stantana?
Yeah.
Come get your stuff, Stantana. It's here for him.
I don't know if there's a...
Nice job, dude. You're the biggest sign. Yeah, I won't forget the donuts. There probably isn't. Right. We don't have any time for shitheads anyway. It's everybody's favorite part. Here you go. All right, well, the three people, I need to know who your shitheads are, because I don't think they're on the back of any of the name tags, are they? It's on the bottom.
It's on the back
on the bottom.
It's on the top bottom.
Top bottom.
Did you hear what you just said? It's on the top bottom.
Oh, I see. You just wrote it on there without saying shithead. I just thought it was just something else that was written on there.
Hey, can I say a show real quick that I'm doing in 2 weeks?
Yeah, please. Plugs.
The Mississippi Studios in Portland with David Huntsberger on September 14th. So that'll be really fun if you're in Portland. Thank you.
Yeah, anything you got coming up you want people to know about, Horatio?
I'm doing Death of a Salesman at Pasadena Playhouse. No, I'm lying. Oh, yeah, just Horatio Sands. Mr. Horatio Sands at Twitter. Just say hi.
Everyone, please watch Comedy Bang Bang Fridays, IFC 10, 9 Central. Big musical episode is coming up on September, I don't know, second Friday of September.
All right.
Starting tonight at 12:30, they're going to rerun season one of The Heart She Holler on Adult Swim, leading up to the season two premiere on September 10th. 14 new episodes. Please watch it. Thank you.
Thank you, Patton. Thank you, Horatio. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Scott.
and we can't figure out what this shithead says. Peter Pan's... What?
Whose name is Phil.
Peter Pan, whose name is Phil? Our shithead? Does that really make sense to anyone? I mean, now that I see a guy dressed like Peter Pan, it makes a little bit more sense.
All coming together.
But what's the rest of that mean?
His name is Phil.
Oh, whose name is Phil? Okay. That doesn't say whose name is. That says Norkeld. where's the third one? Oh,
we're going to wander off stage. Is that cool?
Yeah. That's perfect. Where's Pasha? Oh, there's Pasha. She had a long way to go. A short time to get there. Here, do you want to hear? Write down a shithead for me on this little card. And why is Stantana still Stantana-ing here? Here you go. It's like, I want all my goddamn prizes. Really? Okay. It's just, it's so funny that it's the same theme for both of these. Thank you to Bumbershoot for letting us be here once again. Thank you guys for coming, waiting in the lines, all of that. And as always, the Portland Timbers are a shithead. And Portland is a shithead.
Prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.